This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and help you out. Like Jessica, not her real name, here's what she said. My husband and I have been together 12 years, married 9. We have 2 kids, ages 5 and 7. We've only taken 2 overnight trips since becoming parents. On our last one, my mother-in-law watched the kids for 3 nights but ignored the rules that we left. I asked my husband to address it, and my mother-in-law responded with, I don't deserve the respect because I'm just the daughter-in-law, not her friend. Now she's refusing to talk to me, which is straining everything, especially for my husband and our kids. I don't think it was wrong of me to stand up for myself. What do I do?
I would plant that red flag, boom, right there in the ground. This is a problem. First off, let me say, good job on the husband for sticking up for the wife and actually addressing the problem, because a lot of guys kind of tiptoe around it. No, sorry, that's just how she is, this and that. Not okay, okay? Mom leaves you the list. Here's what you're supposed to do with the little one. This isn't grandma's kid. This is mom's kid. So follow the directions. Follow the rules.
I get that. I will stick up for the grandma a little bit here in the fact of, okay, I'm doing you a solid. You're going somewhere. It's and true. As long as it's not like skipping medication or something like that, like if it was a no sugar and grandma gave him ice cream, that's kind of a grandma thing to do. Like, okay. My problem is now the communication between the wife, the husband, and the mother-in-law. Like, I don't understand why the mother-in-law is posting this flag of, you know, you don't deserve my respect. You're not my friend. You're my daughter-in-law. Like, I feel like there are some bigger issues here.
That's not okay. That's kind of what made me cringe.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit. But if you look at whatever the list says to do, if it's, you know, get in the bath by 7:25. Read the books. But if you have a little bit of a timeline, you got to follow that as best you can. If it's, you know, grandma saying, well, yeah, we could watch a little bit more TV. Let's do that. And you kind of prolong bedtime or whatever it may be. That's gonna mess up the routine. And you know, as a parent, the routine is everything.
Well, their routine's already messed up because mom and dad aren't there. I think the issue here is the communication. How does she address this mother-in-law, and how do they move forward? Because now, if she's like, well, I don't trust my mother-in-law to watch my kids because she doesn't follow the directions, now the mother-in-law, the grandma, is going to be missing out on her grandkids. So what do they do to bridge that gap there?
Sticky situation.
Yep. That's why we don't have any suggestions.
I'm going to test it. No way.
What do you think for the DM dilemma? What should Jessica do? Give us a call or send us a text. 888-431-3764. Is this a case of a monster-in-law, or is Jessica being too sensitive? Not her real name, but she sent us a DM and said that her and her husband went on vacation, left their 2 kids, ages 5 and 7, with her mother-in-law. Left a set of rules. The mother-in-law did not follow the rules. And when Jessica tried to confront her about it, the mother-in-law's response was, well, you don't deserve my respect. You're just my daughter-in-law.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's terrible. A lot of people chiming in on our Facebook page. Kelly said, I'm glad I grew up in the 80s where grandparents were allowed to spoil their grandkids without boundaries and limitations. They were just able to love their grandkids the best way they saw it fit. Okay, look, you can love the grandkids all you and good on grandma to watch the kids while mom and dad went out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's routines. There's things that you have to keep going. Things that have to, that the kids used to. I get it. You want to push the limits a little bit.
Oh, and here's the deal, too, though. We don't know what type of rules she set out.
No, we
have
no
clue. And it might have been just, hey, they can't have chocolate after 8 o'clock. Or it could have been something more like, at 5:05, they need to brush 32 hairs on their head. We don't know how in-depth these rules are. My big thing here is, okay, the I don't have to respect you, I would have a hard time with that. Like, I birthed your grandchildren. Like, you might not have to like me, but you're going to respect me.
There's a lot of people, too, saying, like, don't let her see the grandkids until she apologizes or just kind of, like, push her out of the family. Like, I'm not at all for that.
Yeah, your kids are not chess pieces.
No, you got communication's key.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, and those conversations are tough.
Yeah.
You have to have them, though.
But your family, you have to be able to have that open communication. Gina and Loma Linda, do you have some advice for today's DM dilemma?
I do. I think that she should respect her daughter-in-law's request and actually try to follow what she says. I myself am a mother, and I'm also a grandmother, and I do my best to follow what my daughter would like, because in the whole long run, that is your daughter, and that is her children, not yours. I have a mother who's always, like, into my kids, and it's always hard trying to raise your own kids without having someone put their own two cents in, basically. In a good sense, it'd be nice, but if you're trying to do it to where you want to make it your own, I think it's wrong.
How do you think the daughter-in-law poses, you know, the mending of the relationship? Because now it seems like the grandma's like, I don't even care. I'm not going to respect her.
So I think the daughter-in-law has to talk the mother-in-law, and the husband has to go with her as a union.
100%. And, you know, the husband's probably feeling like he's in the middle of this, but he's going to be that liaison between them to, like, hey, you both like me and respect me, so maybe we can make this work.
Or maybe just put them two in a room together and figure it out and come out when you're done.
This isn't the Coliseum. They're not fighting to the death. What do you think about the DM dilemma? Do you have some advice? Give us a call or send us a text now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. We are very split on this mother-in-law drama, and there's so many different levels to this. Jessica, not her real name, sent us a DM for our DM dilemma about her mother-in-law. She recently watched her kids and did not follow any of the rules that Jessica left for the kids. And when Jessica tried to confront the mother-in-law about it, the mother-in-law said, I don't have to respect you. You are not my friend.
That's not okay. If you were to give grandma the list of things to do and she didn't really follow them, okay, you can have a conversation of, hey, this is really what we need to do. But to fire back like that.
Yeah, that was a low blow.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, 951 says, I have this same exact issue going on right now. The adults need to sit down and have a conversation of the expectations. Maybe Jessica could explain to the mother-in-law why these rules are in place, so maybe she gets a better understanding, and maybe tell her, look, if you don't follow the rules, it always makes me look like the bad guy at home because grandma lets them do whatever they want.
Yeah, grandparents love, and I get it, that is their job to do the spoiling and to do the fun stuff that the parents don't really do that much, but there's also that fine line to where, yeah, when you go home, now mom or dad is the bad guy because we're the one who has to enforce.
Mom and dad, we're always the bad guy.
No cookies, no, you'll get ready for bed, this and that.
Sean and Hemet, do you have some advice for the DM dilemma?
Honestly, I mean, it's grandma's house. I mean, I get what they're, I mean, yeah, you should respect the mother's, you know, intentions, but like, but I mean, you know, through the respect that she deserves. But at the same time, it's grandma's house. Her house, her rules, she's doing you guys a solid. You could have found a babysitter that would follow the rules. I mean, but it's free babysitting, so I mean, I guess they took it like that.
What do you think about grandma, though, coming back and going, I don't have to respect her. She's not my friend.
Well, I would be all for my wife. Like, why are you talking to my wife like that? And I'll put my mom in place. Like, if you want to see the grandchildren, like, don't get caught. Don't get caught slipping, grandma. I'm sorry.
Keep it together, grandma.
Yeah. Maybe she's telling the kids, like, hey, what we do here at grandma's house stays at grandma's house.
Grandma's house just turned into Fight Club. We don't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.